You're listening to the show about chewing tobacco and Wilhelm Hoots. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I realized that I was doing the recap when somebody told me about it at 8:15.
Oh, yeah. No. So,
what?
His first reaction was, "Oh yeah, I was going to ask you if we were playing."
So I've merely reorganized my notes. So I think
as we all do. We're ready.
Unimpressive recap, but
all right, I'm ready for it.
I'll read it to you.
It's better than zero.
It's here to remind you of what happened last time.
That's exactly what it's here for.
You could recap a telephone book and I dig it.
Maybe that's what this is.
Well.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
In the beginning, we were on a houseboat. Some things happened that were totally not part of our DM's plan. Mm-hmm. And for which we were all greatly unprepared. Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Will did Rafina's hair. Bathwack looked at stars. Mm-hmm. And Roscoe chatted with Shimi and Mo. We learned that when Roscoe was a kid, he ran into some guy. And the guy fell off a cliff and died.
Mm-hmm. No.
Then Will smoked some desert mother weed. Mm-hmm. He saw some opaque spheres surrounding him and everyone else up to their necks. And then Rafina got some secondhand desert mother weed and saw everyone on a soft pink surface.
Really?
Yeah, that happened.
It's been 20 days, guys.
Will and Rafina's faces are 2 inches apart and Will is smiling.
Uh-huh.
Bathwack does a double take and stares and then slowly looks away when Rafina yells at him. Mm-hmm. What does Rafina yell? We're naked up here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was I at this session?
You were so high.
You were there. Uh-huh. Well, then Will killed an owl, maybe. And Rafina sent Bathwack to heal it, but he didn't find it. And then finally we round a bend in the river and we see the source. Two devices beaming lights into the sky, flanking a giant coyote head. The head exhibits pink pointy ears, gray fur, cartoonish bulging eyes, wide open jaws, and a pink lolled tongue. Then Bathwack takes a little swim and Mo is high on something you can chew. Then it was the middle of the episode and we were still on the houseboat. The boat gently arrives at the dock, and Mo and Shimi decide to stay on board. The rest of us go up. There's a female halfling there. And so Roscoe politely says, "What's your deal?" Well, she works the night shift trying to get a degree in economics, taking free classes at the Barataggle University. And she's also mysteriously studying numismatic physics. Welcome to the captivating Coyote's Carnival of Fun. No tickets necessary. Roscoe is not happy about the carnival. It's not a fun place for kids and lizards. But my notes are ambiguous because then it says in quotes, a fun place for kids and lizards. Will convinces Shimi and Mo to go inside the Coyote, which is some kind of stage or prop or something. The floor is bright pink and a little squishy, leading down into a corridor. Carnival logic is already beginning. We enter.
Oh, carnival logic, that's right.
It's different, I guess, than carnival knowledge.
Nice.
Very good.
So we have impressions. A square room lit with warm light, red velvet, billowy red drapes, an ornate throne-like chair, occupied by an upright taxidermied coyote wearing robes.
Oh, I forgot he was wearing
robes. He holds a shallow gold dish and is very clearly not alive. His eyes don't match. The end of the episode, we discover something. There's a trap door in the wall behind the throne. and Batfleck crunches it inward against its hinges. The room abruptly narrows to a small point in an optical illusion, and through the small door, the floor is like sickly green linoleum, and the room is lined with tall, full-length funhouse mirrors. There are purposeful halfling footprints in front of each. We see our distorted reflections. And then I wrote, Roscoe notices that the door at the end of the room is trapped, but he leans against it anyway and gets peppered with poison darts.
Yep.
Roscoe hates carnivals and yells into the air.
Carnivals, right? You just yelled carnivals. That's so funny. That's so great.
All right.
That's perfect. A good recap. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Carnival knowledge.
Why are you thanking me? Oh, that wasn't even my recap. That was just
recapped for us.
Yeah,
just occurred to me.
And now everyone is creaming their pants who's been listening, because everyone was just talking about how I meant the listeners in the future.
Why?
Because of Alex's voice. Everyone's been talking about
they just had a sexy voice recap.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if I should tell this personal story.
Yeah. Too
late. But I guess I'm going to now.
Yay!
I worked at a music store when I was in high school, and I would answer the phones, like when people called in about needing guitar strings or music lessons or whatever. And someone came in just to see me because of how I sounded on the phone. which was very surprising.
I think I knew that story.
Yeah,
that's Jimmy the only Page. Reason I joined Pork Fried Dice was and just then, to see.
And then we Alex. And then we dated for a little while.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, Abby looks scandalized. She did not know this story
because I know of all your
room
sharers.
Do you?
Ooh.
And I'm trying to decide who is who, like who this person is.
Oh, I'm not sure you know this person.
Oh, my God.
She's rolling her eyes.
Now you're
it's
just
all, it's
enjoying
been on the
it.
Wiki before Abby found out.
Amazing.
All right. So.
Too much sharing.
That. No, that was Roscoe the perfect dead? Amount of sharing. I love that so much because I believe it, and yet I don't. You know?
100% true.
I
actually, that
it.
Sounded like a joke, but it really
yes,
is.
Yes, no, I totally believe it. You have a great voice, yes. That's it, though. That's all the good attributes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
All right, shut up, everybody.
I have a voice for a podcast. I mean, a face for a podcast. That's how it goes.
Face for that's the way it goes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Roscoe, are you dead? I don't remember.
You didn't. I don't think you gave me
damage.
Damage.
Uh
oh.
Oh,
thank you for reminding me. I rolled. No, come on. That's what that last roll is. Totally. That
3d6.
Yeah, you took 9 damage.
Okay. Cool. Then yeah. That. I'm not dead.
Door swings outward when Roscoe leans on it after a huge speech about how crappy carnivals are. That's my note.
So, I mean, so, like, I don't know if there's sustained, like, if he keeps taking poison damage.
No.
That doesn't happen in D&D.
It probably does. It doesn't
do
right
we
now.
We all know that they're poison, or I don't remember how.
Yeah,
like,
do we see it? Did we see that happen to him?
I mean, maybe not. It all kind of just hit him in the back, and he just shouted carnivals.
Get off the floor, Roscoe. What do you think you're doing?
I know. That's
this
a little
funny.
Dramatic.
Roscoe has collapsed forward. You guys see the needles. I say we cut back, and Rafina is delicately taking the needles out of his back, and he's like,
Is that what we did at the end?
No, I'm just joking.
He wants to cut to that.
Okay,
aren't
how
I
does
still
Rafina
high?
Delicately,
probably.
Quote unquote, remove needles? Yeah, while high.
Well, then I bet she puts a few back in, like for acupuncture purposes.
This doesn't go here.
Oh, you guys don't even need me anymore. You know exactly what Rafina's about to do. All right, so let's replay this scene. He leans on the door.
Mm-hmm.
I give a big speech and I say, "This is trapped," or whatever. And And then I leaned on it, and then all these darts came out, and he had like a, it was like a Boromir, like slow motion, like, yeah.
They all hit you at once, but you keep going.
Yeah. Definitely a Zuckerberg, not Zuckerberg. Zucker brothers? Police squad, Naked Young, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then he falls to his knees and he yells up to the sky. Carnivals!
Roscoe, what happened?
He collapses the rest of the way. I'm going to make him collapse and go... For all intents and purposes, he's unconscious, just so I don't have to answer any of your questions.
Oh, my God.
But you're not unconscious, Adam. Sorry. All right, so Roscoe collapses to the floor, whether he's faking it or not, you're not sure.
What the fuck
happened? And you hear a beep, beep, like a party like favor sound, you know, like beep,
okay.
Beep, beep, beep. And then you hear booming through the room, "Can you make it through? A wonderful prize awaits you. An audience with me, the captive eating coyote."
Did you say captive eating?
Oh, that's fucked
We've been
up.
Misunderstanding.
Captivating, captivating. That's brilliant.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill that bitch at the front of the fucking mouth. I'm going to kill her.
That's amazing.
You trickster.
I think he pronounced captivating wrong, guys. I don't like this. And I tentatively pull at one of the darts on Roscoe's skin and see if he wiggles.
You just flick it.
No, no. I am trying to pull it out. I am trying to pull it out, mostly out of curiosity.
All right, it's not barbed. It comes out cleanly.
Jeez, good.
And does Roscoe do anything?
I don't know.
Twitch. I take the rest out.
Is he alive, Rufina? What the fuck just happened?
He's got to be alive. Roscoe!
He twitches and grunts with every one that you take out.
Like, what does it sound like?
All right, every time Abby motions pulling out a needle, I'll do one, or a dart. But just hold on. Hold on!
You promised!
I'm not ready, Abby!
Listeners, she just pulled out like 10 darts.
Yeah.
All right, start over.
Oink.
Oi.
Oink.
Oh, noy. Oi, noy.
Oi, noy.
Oi, noy.
I want to look at Bathwack. Like, I can't believe these unrealistic people over there. I'm like, are we in the same world as these two?
It's a piece of performance art.
Bathwack loves carnivals.
As the darts come out, Roscoe is just, his head is like, his cheek is flat against the floor, and he opens his eyes and he looks over right into one of the funhouse mirrors, and is I don't know, his face is all like,
yeah, your nose is really bulbous.
It's bulbous. Like, it's bulbous. I was picturing it was like squash flat with a huge dart sticking out of it.
Whatever it is, he doesn't like it.
Do you need some healing, like a salve or something, or some tea?
I'm Roscoe the Floor.
Yeah, I know.
On the floor. And if that voice said what I just heard it say, then yeah, maybe I could use some healing.
Oh.
Just in case, you know, we become captives and somebody tries to eat us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, for sure. Okay, I better heal you. I'm going to healing word you.
Oh, I thought you were going to use some of the salve so he goes down easier when we meet the coyote.
it was a metaphorical salve.
While they're doing that, Will would go back to the other door that we came from, or is there no door? Did it disappear or something?
No, the door is still there into that narrowing room.
Yeah, I want to see if I can go through it.
You can go through that room into the weird optical illusion room, sure.
Do I get 8
but I
points
can't
back?
Look past that.
What did I just roll? I have to look. It's
healing.
I can't see past my screen.
You actually get an extra 3.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I didn't mean to roll Tiny Hut. I can't let go of my cursor. Help. Okay, wait. I think I'm better now. Oh, stupid Tiny Hut. So useless.
I love Tiny Hut.
And also, Abby, you get 3 hit points. I don't know if you have any missing.
Hooray. I don't think I need them, but thank you.
So you want to go back as far as you can? You want to go back out and
Will
kill that
stalking
girl?
Back, like just to see like how trapped we are.
All right, so Will leaves.
But Roscoe is like, Roscoe gets up and he's incensed. And he's looking, when he leaned on the door, the trap doorknob, did the door kind of open at all? Or can he?
It swung ajar a little bit. It actually opens into the room, so it wouldn't have like pushed through.
Yeah.
But you could tell that you did open it.
He's going to gingerly, like a ninja, like a ginger ninja, open it, keep opening it a little bit, like in a Telltale Heart, ever so slowly, so that nobody could possibly hear it or notice it happening.
Nevermore.
And then he's going to open it the rest of the way.
And behind the door is a brick wall.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about, guys. It's bullshit.
I'm going to... Hey, Roscoe, scooch over to your left a little bit.
My left or your left? And should I turn around for you? Because right now I'm facing this brick wall.
My left.
Okay, just well, now I'm facing you. So now is it the same or your left, or is it my left now?
It's the same now.
Well, now you turn around once.
Okay.
Says the guy who hates carnivals and bullshit.
I missed what Eric said.
Says the guy who hates carnivals and bullshit.
Well, it's rubbing off on me now, the carnival logic. All right, you just want me to scooch? Why don't you point in the direction that you want me to scooch?
That way.
All right.
Listeners.
You just pointed one finger in both directions, much like Roscoe's over there.
Bathwack, we're going to need to try extra hard down here to be clear in our communicating. And I know you're feeling the pull down into the carnal void. To be silly and nonsensical like these carny fucks. But you gotta fight against it. Now try one more time to point in the direction that you want me to scooch.
That way.
Is Bathwack laughing?
Yeah, I know. I think Bathwack is totally...
original intention was to just
get him out of the way.
I knew that the listeners couldn't see which way I was pointing, so I just point whatever way I want, but I say it that way.
All right. Well, okay. So Roscoe scooches in that direction.
This time I pointed in a kind of like up your sort of way.
Up the butthole way.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, well, maybe.
Definitely
was it
that.
Supposed whatever to be like up there. Yours? Like
no, it's just this, you know. It's just you.
Yeah, up yeah. yours.
But with the index finger.
No, I was pointing up.
It was like really a test. Yeah.
Jog on, Roscoe.
He had a glove on. Yeah.
I don't think Roscoe has the ability to...
This way.
Fly. He can't scooch up.
I did it wrong.
I think he's referring to up on the map.
I'm still laughing at Eric.
Oh, do you mean up on the map, like north? You want him to scooch into the brick wall?
No.
No. Well,
he doesn't.
What I really want is for you to move away from the brick wall.
Meanwhile, we've all died.
With your whole self.
So they're dancing around. Will, you go back through the tiny door into the narrowing room.
Uh-huh.
And you just want to go back as far as you can, right?
Yes.
You want to get it back outside.
Will is trying to see if I can just go kill this lady
right
now.
So you go back through, you crawl through the little trap door into the red velvet room. Mm-hmm. The stuffed coyote is still there, looking blankly off into the distance in this weird, like, cockeyed way with its non-matching eyes. Pays you no mind, as you would expect, since it's just a stuffed coyote.
Right.
And you can already tell something's off, because you would expect to see... There was light coming in from the mouth because of the bright... spotlight things, but it's dark in that direction. And if you proceed that way, you can go all the way back into the mouth of the coyote, but the jaws are shut.
You know, there's no light at all. I heard the sound like do 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 from Mario 2, where like the mouth opens.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it like teeth? Like, can I knock on, can I pound on the teeth and shout for Shimi?
You, this is D&D. You can do whatever you
that's
want.
That's what I, that's what he does.
Okay. You don't hear anything. So if you're heard,
is it like muffled as if like it's just,
it seems
stone?
Like a very solid surface that you're pounding on.
I step back and Eldritch Blast it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
15 to hit, 1 damage. Pew! Nothing happens.
Okay. he smooths his hair, turns on his heel, and stalks back across the room, slaps the stuffed coyote out of the chair, like with a backhand, if he can.
Give me a
I'm going to hurt myself.
Athletics check.
Welded to the...
This taxidermy coyote has been like draped over a piece of lead or something.
I know, seriously, I'm about to break my hand.
Well, you got a 3 minus 1, which is 2.
That's sweet.
So you backhand into the head of the coyote, and you're like the top of your palm, like the bone on in your palm for your middle finger.
You mean the back of my hand? That's not a palm. The
back
palm
of your
this...
palm.
Okay.
Like
your
part.
Back palm.
Your back palm.
The back palm.
Strikes one of the glass eyes and like right directly on, and it's like smacking it on like a head of a hammer. Because it's like a big hard glass eye right into the, just right there.
Did it feel like, okay, did it feel like it was not going to move at all though? Will does one of these things
well,
where
with
he
your
just...
backhand, no.
Okay, well then he...
As you're passing.
He grabs the coyote around the throat like okay. He's going to strangle it. It's like a very Chevy Chase National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation punching Santa in the face moment.
Okay, so now you're
strangling
taking
this stuffed coyote and throwing it on the ground.
Okay, as you whip it back and forth and you feel it's not attached to the chair. You can tell now it's just kind of loosely there.
Uh-huh.
The collection dish clatters to the floor. Doesn't make a loud noise because it's nicely carpeted. And then as you wrench at the head to rip this whole thing and throw it to the ground, the head comes off and you're holding a taxidermied coyote head.
All right. I put it under my arm. Is the body on the ground?
It's kind of slumped over in the,
what's it stuffed with
still?
I look inside the head. What's it stuffed with? Cotton, like regular
like stuffing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I take the head.
Okay.
I smooth my hair again. I don't know why I already smoothed my... I had to do it twice. Smooth. He tries to compose himself. He knows nobody was watching, or he figures nobody was watching.
Everyone's watching.
Yeah, everyone. Then he has that thought. You say that, and he looks up around like somebody is watching. He gives the middle finger up to the sky, and then walks back, and he's carrying the head. He's taking the head with him.
Okay. All right. I'm hoping by this time
I once
that...
had your head in my backpack like that.
Yes, you did.
That's true.
Freaky. That head is buried somewhere. And didn't it scream? And then when I tried to dig it up, it was gone.
Oh, that was the worst.
I remember that.
So when Will comes back with his head, as he's walking in, Roscoe is scooching out of the way of the brick wall.
You guys did it.
Wow.
It took that entire time.
Just like at the grocery store. It's impossible. Nobody knows what to do in those situations. And you guys were being silly. So it's just last longer.
Alex was role playing silly.
Alex!
Stop it.
All right, Alex.
Bathback charges at the brick wall.
In all seriousness.
With his shoulder. Yeah, his shoulder, right? Right into the brick wall.
Oh, this is great. Right. This is just like Martin Short in Jungle to Jungle.
He's in that
Martin
movie?
Short is in Jungle to Jungle? Who does he play in Jungle to Jungle?
He plays Tim Allen's like business partner.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, athletics check, Mr. Bathwack.
No. Ah, sorry. Please talk amongst yourselves.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, he's not on roll 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, crap. Sign in.
Now he's got to go get his password book.
Yeah.
It's only going to be 27 characters long. Just hang on.
I don't have a password book. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that means he totally has one.
Yeah.
I have to go get my security token.
Password purse.
Yeah. It's all just tattooed on my left leg. Excuse me while I take my pants off.
It's a satchel in his pants. Mm-hmm. Pants satchel.
He's in, you guys. There he goes. 21. Alrighty.
Yes.
All right, that's a good athletics check. You thud into that brick wall, and like some of the in a couple spots, like the mortar between the bricks falls out, the pointing clatters to the ground. You really feel it in your shoulder. Like, ooh, that hurts. Like, you hit it hard. You feel good about that. and there's still a brick wall there.
All right. I just wanted to see if there was.
Sure.
If it was a facade.
So I come into the room and Bathwack's running into a wall, mm-hmm, as usual. And I'm like, good job, Bathwack. That is exactly what I predicted you would do.
That's what I pay you for.
That's what I pay you for. Amazing. Maybe we should try the footprints.
I'm here for you, Will.
Mm-hmm. Not for long if you do that. Stop jumping off of towers and running into brick walls.
Towers? That was like a week ago.
That was a week ago. It was really long.
Yeah, let's get it over with. Let's just stand on these footprints like they fucking want us to do.
You think they will hurt us? Should we have Roscoe do it first? I'm guessing we all have to stand there at the same time. Should we put up some kind of shield in front of us in case something else gets shot out?
Mm. Yes. No. We could be in the tiny hut, but I found out it doesn't move.
And you thought it was going to?
Katie's face.
I thought we could roll it around.
Katie's face is like, what the tiny fuck is wrong with you?
I love
tiny. I'm telling you guys, it's totally useless, except for when it makes mugs on the sides of walls.
Come on. Tiny hut was the star of one of our Christmas episodes.
That's true. That's true. That was fun.
Where we fought capitalism.
That's so great.
So good. A mall and the capitalism visitors. Exactly. Okay, so this is clearly an escape room. We have to solve the puzzle.
Well, Will, what did you discover when you tried to go out the other way?
We're trapped.
Dun, dun, dun!
What do you mean? Like, we can't get out of this room?
Like, we can't get out of the mouth because it is closed. But luckily, I have this. And I hold up the head of the taxidermy coyote.
Is that like a key or something?
No, I just punched the fucking stupid coyote in the face and it fell off. I'm taking it with me no matter what happens. Fuck this place.
Is there candy inside?
Bathwack, why don't you take a look? And I throw it at Bathwack.
Oh, you threw a head at him!
I threw a head at him!
Bathwack's actually curious if there's something inside.
There's some stuffing inside.
Oh, you're not making me roll
stuffing.
Athletics?
I'll pull this.
Sure, you want to?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm so bad at athletics.
I forget if Roscoe like investigated these footprints and mirrors last time, but for good measure, Roscoe like will be just looking for traps on these
mm-hmm,
connected to these footprints. Like, are they in like plates that you, when you step on sure them, something happens?
Yeah, pressure or weight activated mechanisms. Got it. Go for it.
Is that an investigation check?
It is.
Who's, can somebody help me and give and either give me advantage or lower the the TC? Do you sure DM that way?
I don't know. Eric. If someone wants to help, they can roll an investigation check, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah, let's both of us. Rafina.
Yeah. My roll 20.
Oh, no, no,
open.
No. Well, it was KT. Will was the one who was kind of like, okay, should we try these footprints? Well, yeah. I don't know if he would be investigating.
I threw a head at Bathwack, but then I would totally investigate if Bathwack doesn't fight me or anything like that.
Roscoe rolled a 13.
We should all investigate. I mean, come on. We're all checking
playing
it out.
D&D.
Yeah,
there
no,
are four
true
of them
it's
to
fair
investigate.
Ooh, Will got a 21.
Oh, Ooh, nice. Why aren't I seeing these totals? Oh, wow. It was all scrolled up. Okay.
Scrolled up.
It was scrote. It was scrote up.
Scrotened.
Abby's always rolling with advantage. She got a 19 regardless.
Yay.
That's right. It was my first roll of my pretend advantage. Advantage.
Is Bathwack investigating?
No.
He's investigating the head.
The head, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pulling the stuffing out of the head.
All right. So, yeah, you guys look at some of the mirrors. And I'm picturing you guys seeing exactly what the art looks like from KT's recent endeavor.
Oh, incredible. Gosh.
Do you want to describe it, KT, since it came from your brain?
You gave me a drawing prompt. You said you should draw what you think everyone would see in the mirror.
After our last session, the party looking into carnival funhouse mirrors.
I had Roscoe, he has very tall, long, skinny legs, and then his squat body's on the top, and he looks very bewildered. He has like Twilight Zone spiral eyes and his big bulbous nose, and he just looks like, whoa. And then Rafina has her arms in, you know, like strongman style, like flexing her biceps, and her mirror is, she's huge and she has giant muscles, and all she says she's ripped, and she says, "My mirror is just a normal one, guys," or something like that.
It's a regular mirror.
Yeah, mine's just a regular mirror, guys. And Roscoe said, "Ugh, fucking carnivals," or something like that. Fucking, and then Bathwack was just being all silly, like he's enjoying it because it's Bathwack. I figured Bathwack always just is pretty pleased with what's happening in general. He's a pretty pleasant guy. So I pictured him just looking at his swirly reflection and being like, "Hee-hee-hee, that's pretty good." And then Will looks super, like he has like red rimmed marijuana eyes, and he looks very, very angry, and he's very short with this giant angry head, and he just has like 0 out of 5, or like one half a star.
One half stars.
Yeah.
That's what you guys see as you're investigating these mirrors. None of you find anything immediately concerning or dangerous about them.
All right, guys, let's get this over with. I'm going to stand on these footprints, and you all pick one of the others.
The mirrors? Oh, the doors. What?
Yeah, do we think there's an order? There's no order, huh?
I don't think there's an order. I think you just stand on the footprints.
All right, well, let's see. And then I look at Bathwack, and he's taking all the stuffing out. I'm like, hey! Hmm? That head is mine.
What?
Is it all deflated looking now?
I'm going to throw him the head sack.
The head sack.
There's still a skull in there. You're fine.
There's a skull in there?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
There's a skull in the
head
so
of the
coyote? So it's like taxidermied complete with skeleton.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Ooh, there's a skull inside the head sack.
That's weird. That's weird, Eric.
I don't know.
I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
I don't taxidermy to anything.
Do
they take the bones out?
I do too. I don't know. Really. I was teasing because I have zero idea.
There's no way they do. That's like nature's structure. That like they don't. They would have to like replace them with fake bones. Like why would they do that?
But they probably have an armature, not bones. I'm not a taxidermist. My dad was a poor one.
That's what I'm saying. Bones are nature's armature.
Yeah.
What's armature? Well, is that a structure?
That's like if you're making like a sculpture or something, you make
like a framework.
Maybe wire or like, so if you make like a clay sculpture, it's not just full on clay. I mean, maybe some people do that, but it's usually
But you see the wire maybe so that it stays
wire
up neat.
Or aluminum
you
foil
just don't know what you're
paper.
Talking about. Richard Armature played Thorin in The Hobbit.
Oh, wow. Cool. That movie sucked.
More confused than before.
All right.
I take my head sack and I stand in front of a mirror.
Okay.
And what happens?
So is everybody, Bathwack, are you playing along?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You guys all stand on the footprints. It's the perfect angle to get the full display that KT so lovingly illustrated. And yeah, you guys can just appreciate how you guys look in these mirrors.
Fucking carnivals.
Mine's just a regular mirror.
Half a star out of 5 stars.
Alex.
He doesn't know. He probably never even saw it.
Wait, what?
What's your line?
We're waiting for you to sing your line from Katie's drawing. You giggle and say...
Oh, shoot.
No. Alex.
I don't know what my line is. I don't remember.
You're just happy. There was no line.
I am happy, says Beth.
Yeah, the mirror. In the mirror, he's all smiles. And he's like, I am happy. Oh, this is sad. Look at him. Just desperately, frantically going through his phone.
Oh, my God.
Not even realizing that KT literally just said the line 2 minutes ago, and he clearly wasn't listening.
He's got to get his password satchel again.
I'm making him feel bad. Alex, it's okay.
please be in the damn top end. No, it's not.
No, we were just talking about it. What? Never mind.
You can say whatever KT's you want. You it's T. It's
No. Tell me what is Bethwick saying?
It was just. I think it said T. He. He. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. But again, you like your line. I think is the canon one, which is I am smiling.
I am happy.
All right. Yeah, I am happy. Yeah, no, that's good. All right. So what happens, Eric? Tell
nothing. Nothing. He's saying nothing happens. So are there two extra beers?
I know
here?
Why
is
nothing
this
happened.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Oh. Bethwick says, tee hee hee.
Oh.
No, it didn't
work.
Right.
Dang.
Yeah, there are two other mirrors that don't have footprints in front of them.
That don't have footprints.
Mm-hmm. So should we not step on? Are the footprints, remind me, because you might have told us this last time. Is it like they're in, like, clearly people have stood there before, or are they, like, painted on the floor?
More the latter.
Okay.
I
want to walk over to the mirror that's next to me, the one that doesn't have footprints on it, and try to pry it off the wall, or like put my fingers behind it and just kind of like try. It's on the wall. Am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, they're hung on the wall.
Okay. I want to try to see if I can move it off the wall. Like,
so you grab the edge of the frame to try to pry it off.
Yeah. Depending on how big it is.
It's a full length mirror. It's big.
Okay.
If you recall, these mirrors just seem like normal mirrors. There's nothing funhousian about these mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And you grab the edge of this mirror, and as you like grip to try to wrench it off, you realize that your thumbs pass through the mirror.
Whoa.
And then I swipe my hand. Is it
just passes right through it.
Oh, you guys.
Oh.
Is it a mirror, or does it just look like a mirror then? Like, it's a doorway?
I mean, you can see yourself in it.
Oh, I can see myself in it. All right. Does that one do this? I wave my hand through it like this.
Wait. Oh, I'll run over to the other one.
Okay.
Run.
Do you run through it? Like the brick wall?
He hurls himself at the mirror.
similar. Yeah, same idea. You swipe through and it's just like there's nothing there.
Guys,
I thought we were gonna like have to go find the arrangement of ourselves on the feet that made us all look like the same height in the funhouse mirror or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
But look, we can just walk through these. I think I'm gonna walk in.
Oh, Bathwack! He just walks in.
Do it.
All right, Bathwack walks through the mirror.
I run across the room and stick my head through the mirror to see if I can see him go. Yeah, that's what I do.
All right.
I don't go through, but I stick my head through.
Okay. So, Bathwack, you walk through the mirror, and you find yourself surrounded by complete and utter darkness.
Ooh.
Despite the fact that you have your cloak of eyes, which typically allows you to see in the dark, you cannot see anything.
Whoa.
Oh, crap.
And Will, you stick your head through, and you experience a similar darkness.
Oh, I pull my head back like I'm afraid it, you know, it was a bad thing.
Did I see Will?
No. You might have heard him.
I'm going to back up.
Okay. You pass back through.
And he probably hits me because I'm just standing right at the mirror.
Yeah, he bumps into you.
So I get knocked back.
Three stooges.
I can't see anything in there.
Yeah, okay. What does that mean? Do we need the other mirror? What do we do? Stupid coyote! I yell at the ceiling.
Did any of us try touching the warped ones? The funhouse ones?
Did you?
Rafina pokes hers.
Okay. Feels like a mirror.
Well, mine didn't do that.
Can we pull them off the wall, those mirrors? The other ones?
Do you want to try?
Yeah, that's what Will's doing.
All right, athletics check.
Oh, athletics. Okay.
What else?
I don't know. Nature.
Religion. Stealth. It's a 2 minus 1 is a 1.
Oh my god, Bathwack, get your big meaty hands over here and pull one of these off the wall.
Must be magically attached to the wall. It doesn't even shift at all.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Will, you want me to try to take this one off just like you're doing over there?
Yes.
Wait, which one?
The one in front of me.
What, you were trying to do it with a funhouse one, right?
Yes.
Will was trying to do it with one of the ones you stood in front of.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That
you... I'm going to try to take this weird... Oh, I can't. My hands just go through it.
I mean, you could try to grip the edges and see what you can do.
I am going to try.
Okay, go ahead. Athletics.
I can do whatever
this I This is such an athletic episode. How athletic is Roscoe feeling right now?
Well, I was going to say, can Roscoe, like, search his memory for, like, any awareness of, like tricks like this? Like, he's knowledgeable about circuses and carnivals. Could he, like,
Are you saying Roscoe remember? Was a carny?
No, but he's studied the enemy. So, can I, like... See if I remember anything about
Rookie. Sure. Go ahead. Give me a history check, I guess. I don't know. People always don't know what to do about memory. While you do that, with a 16 Bathwack, you grip the edge of that frame and you pull as hard as you can. And like under your fists, your three-fingered fists, or however many fingers you have, you feel like the edge kind of like bend a little bit, but that's about it.
Oh.
And then with a 6 history, Roscoe, you try to remember and you immediately are just like, I don't even want to think about a carnival. We didn't have any mirrors like this in the circus. This was beneath us. Yeah. So you don't remember anything that would help you in this situation.
Ay, caramba. This is ridiculous here. All right. Bathwack.
Yeah.
You? Peek your head back in through that mirror, and Will, you try to peek your head through the other mirror and see if they access the same weird pocket dimensional space.
What a good idea.
And what does that mean if we both stick our heads through? You trying to make us do something weird?
I'm already
weird?
Doing it.
Why don't you do it, Roscoe?
Hey, my head's in here. Does anyone, can you guys hear me?
You can hear him.
Oh,
do you guys see my body still?
You can see his body.
Yes.
We see your body.
I can't see my body.
We see your butt. Your cloaca's showing. Just kidding.
All right. Roscoe will put his head through the other window.
Okay.
Mirror.
All right. You stick your head through the other one that no one stuck their anything through, except for Will's thumbs. And this one is not dark.
Ooh.
This one is lit with this weird sort of almost otherworldly purple light. You normie earthlings will recognize it as like a black light, like ultraviolet light. And there is this huge, it's like this huge circular passageway leading away from the mirror. It's like a cylinder.
Yeah.
The cylinder is lined with these alternating angled blue and green stripes, and the entire circle is spinning.
Okay. Wait, I am not a visual person, so I'm having a lot of trouble.
It's like one of those tunnels in a fun house where you can walk through when the tunnel rotates.
Yes.
Wait, is it rotating or is it?
It is rotating. At least it appears to be, whether it's an optical illusion or not.
Okay, and there's no sign of Bathwack.
No,
his head on this side.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know what the purpose of that one is, but over here there's like a room. There's a cylinder, there's a spinning stripe tunnel. So, can you guys hear me?
You can hear him.
Can you see my body?
Nobody answer. Yes, we can hear you.
Well, let's, I guess, go through here. It strikes me that if we walked into a coyote's head and now the jaws are shut, then the captive eating part of the situation might have already happened.
Oh, good point.
So now we just gotta get through and get an audience with this fuck.
Without being digested. Do we, so Roscoe, you said it's a tunnel. Is it actually a tunnel? Like, can you walk in? Are you willing to try?
Yes, I'll lead the way.
I'll follow. I'm so inspired.
Okay, here we go. And I'll be investigating for more traps along the way.
More of them?
Oh, wait, that's wait. What I was so going to say.
Should we all go together or should we split up?
No, we stay together.
Together, together.
But why this? You're just going here because we can see.
Yeah. Well, sure. What?
Is there a way for you to see?
It's a trick. Like, wouldn't you?
Right, yes.
It's the obvious choice, right? You go where you can see.
All right. Well, okay. I'm gonna put my head through this one over here and see how I feel about it.
Okay.
It's a good question. Does Roscoe have the same experience in that one that Beth had?
How do you feel? Is the darkness terrifying?
What does Roscoe see when he puts his head through this one?
Nothing. Blackness.
The dark abyss of time.
Oy. I've had enough of abysses. Let's just go through the other one. The obvious choice.
I mean, it's already on the map.
Will casts light on his billy club and like puts his head back through and shines his billy club in there. Does that do anything? Probably not. Yeah.
Okay. I don't like this one. I don't like this mirror that's like a weird curtain into the darkness. I had an Uncle Sirius once who disappeared through one of these, and it was real sad.
Oh, surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't stop calling me
Shirley.
Black.
Serious.
Don't call me Black.
I once did a community, like, well, I would always show like community episodes in my group interaction class when I taught out in Colorado. And then I'd like give worksheets, like asking them questions relating the episode to like what we're learning about group interaction. And then one of the answers, like the group was like, didn't know Shirley's name. And so they raised their hand. They were like, what's the middle-aged black woman's name? Uh-huh. And I was like, Shirley. And don't call me a middle-aged black woman.
That's awesome.
And nobody got it. These are all like young college kids.
Yeah.
I got in trouble with the diversity office.
Oh, God.
Good. You should have.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Roscoe's going to go back through the other one, and he's going to try to be very aware of this other room for fucking traps. And if I could do that with a perception check, I would.
Perception?
No, it doesn't matter.
You don't have a find trap spell? You're just using perception?
Yeah. Do you have a find trap spell?
I do. That's what I was saying, and then I forgot what I was going to say, and that's what I was going to say.
Hey, you know, I welcome any assistance over here, Ravina.
Okay, I will do that. I just have to find my window. I need 5 monitors to make this happen. Okay.
You do find traps, and I will do a perception check of the room.
Billow.
Yay!
That'll help. Ooh, a 16. Oh. Nice. With a 16 perception, you don't see any obvious traps. You do see that there is a door at the far end of the tunnel, but it is at the top of the tunnel as opposed to at the bottom.
Is the door moving with the tunnel that spins?
No.
Oh, God.
And do I find any traps? Because I found traps.
You sense the presence of any trap within range. There's a trap at that door that Roscoe opened that he got peppered with darts out of.
Oh, great.
And that's the only trap you see.
Oh, Roscoe. Hey, Roscoe, this is funny. Listen.
Tell me.
The only trap here is the one you already tripped.
Will laugh.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. It's good.
He's warming up to carnivals, you guys.
All right. Well, get ready, guys. I think we're in for some weird Inception Joseph Gordon-Levitt shit. But yeah, let's all just go through here.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go.
Where are we going, Will?
All right.
We promised there'd be more Mr. River.
Into this rotating striped tunnel.
We probably should stay together, I guess. Unless you want to run into that wall a few more times.
Hey, look. Look. Will, if you go into the other mirror, I will follow you into the darkness.
Why?
Well, because...
He wanted to make a death cab for Cutie.
I once knew a cutie, and I bought her a death cab once.
What's a death
Tanya.
Cab? Tanya.
A death cab is a carriage driven by rats.
Did she like it?
Tanya was ambivalent.
That might That's be like why you're not with reaction. Her anymore.
A cab is going to be short for cabbage.
Oh, a cab, like rutabaga.
Oh,
Rudy.
Missed
Rudy.
Opportunity.
Yeah, I think right. we should stay together.
Let's go.
Everybody's going into the tunnel. So there's a little spot like in there, so you can all see it. You can all fit there, kind of. Mm. Doesn't look like you can on the map, but you can. But there's not like a catwalk across the middle of this thing, like in your tame earthling fun houses. It's just a rotating drum.
Is there anything on the walls of this drum that we can like kind of hold on to so that we ride it up to the
It is
top?
A smooth surface.
How tall is it?
It's like 10 feet.
Ah,
we can't 10 get feet hurt. In diameter.
Yeah, it's only 10 feet. I'm running up the wall in the direction that it is moving.
Like a gerbil?
Yeah, like a gerbil. Exactly. Like a picture of a gerbil that is also a turtle.
A gerbtle.
Gerbtle.
All right. So you all, if Bathwack's the first one, though, I see Roscoe's just somehow already at the other end of the tunnel. Bathwack steps in and starts running up, and you all have to stop yourself from getting a headache because he just runs in a circle.
Oh my gosh.
Like he's Whoa. Just going.
What?
Oh, geez.
Bathwack, as you're running, you don't feel like you're not fighting against like falling down back onto your back. It's just like running on a flat surface.
Oh. This is weirdly easy.
But is he moving forward at all?
He wasn't indicating to me that he wanted to move forward. And he wanted to go up.
I stop upside down. Okay. No, which is right side up for me, but when you're all upside down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we look.
He stops look and he's just rotating with the tube.
Okay, I step on it too. Because okay. that's weird.
And you start to rotate with the tube.
Whoa! Weird!
Ugh, Christopher Nolan. All right, let's just fucking do it.
He knows so many names.
I know.
What? Rust?
This is a mummer's farce. We just saw somebody talking about what is it? If you're a D&D, any D&D
in
character
in a fantasy setting, in a
anyone in a fantasy setting when they can't believe something, everything is this is a mummer's farce.
I've never heard that term before.
Never.
That's
really?
Great.
Oh,
a mummer's farce?
Yeah, it's so like funny. Classic, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Seems like something I should know. That's fine.
And now you do.
All right, so yeah, you all are maybe at different or the same points on this cylinder, but it's just all spinning. And I need everybody to give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, like, we think we're having fun, but all of a sudden we turn green.
Oh, this is cool. I wonder which way our barf goes.
Yeah!
Gross! Yeah. I got a 14.
Okay.
Everybody's riding this thing with me. Feels a little less.
All right. Bathwack and Roscoe both throw up.
Oh.
It's uh-oh. Plus 5 if that matters, but.
It doesn't.
All right. Sweet. Which way does it go?
To the ground.
Oh.
Wait, it doesn't rotate in the rotator?
I mean, it sticks to the ground where you throw it up, unless you somehow leap up to past the center of the circle, the focus.
And then we really throw up.
And then, wait, but do they jump? But, oh, never mind.
I don't investigate this.
Yeah, really.
I don't even know if this vomit was dizzy vomit or poison vomit from earlier.
That's a good point.
Bathwack, no, use Bathwack your boots. Didn't get poisoned. Fly through the circle or whatever.
Yeah, use those boots.
Yeah, I use my boots to start those floating.
Boots were made for flying.
It's too confined in here. I can't Bathwack, be confined. Bathwack,
stop
when I'm
puking. Use your boots.
He did.
Oh, excuse me. I think it's time to open that door.
I would try to pick Rafina up if she is willing and fly over to the door.
Rafina keeps jumping up in the air.
Boinga, 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 boinga.
Yep. See what Amazing. Color she lands on every time.
Like Will realizes it's something that he would get sick by, but Rafina is probably, even though she had to, I know meta why she had to roll a constitution saving throw. This is Rafina's jam. Yeah. Rafina's having the best time.
She got a 20. Too. There's a reason.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, the door is like upside down at the end of the corridor. If you're flying, it's easy to get there. It's also not that hard to get there if you're in the tube.
Well,
everybody's used to it now. I'm only making you roll one constitution saving throw. It's not debilitating.
Well, I didn't want to step in the puke either, okay?
Okay.
So I go and open the door. Ugh.
If you can.
Two puddles of
if
it.
If I can. I know, gross. I don't want to know what's in it, but I feel like you're
going to
describe it.
The floor is spinning too, right? Like, the vomit would have to go in a circle too, right?
What does?
The vomit.
Guys, I hate to say it, but Abby has a point.
Right.
Wait, what's the point?
That is the tunnel. The tunnel continues to spin.
Yeah.
Or did it stop? So the vomit is spinning too.
Yeah, but it's on the floor.
But it's the floor moves.
Yeah.
But okay. we
but so do we.
Yeah.
Gravity is affecting the vomit the same way it's affecting us.
Yeah.
Tell us about the centripetal force in this tube.
Again, unless you happen to somehow puke into this focus of the circle, in which case, who the fuck knows? That would probably spread everywhere.
I'm just wondering if, when it sticks to the floor, is it going to continue sticking as it spins, or will it like...
It doesn't run,
will
it
little
doesn't
chunks fall? Okay.
No.
Don't talk about chunks.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm pulling a length stumpers and I'm busting through this fucking door because I hate this conversation.
Did everyone hear how Adam said, I hate to say this, but Abby's right. Did everyone hear that?
No, I was too fixated on the phrase puke into the focus, which I've never heard before.
Puke into the focus.
All right. Are we
it's like gleaming the cube?
Can open here. We have choices.
Yeah, there's a. It's not. No, there's no
Will's
choice. It's just a door.
Yeah,
it's just
open.
One door.
All right.
There are always choices.
Oh, okay, Victor Frankl. Well, shut the fuck up.
Running into the wall.
Okay, another name
oh,
that
nice.
You said.
Reference.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, Man's Search for Meaning is not a name drop. It's about the Holocaust.
Victor Frankl. So,
between a stimulus and.
Oh, she's actually response. Trying to quote it. I wasn't trying
there
to quote
anything. There is a space.
Oh, Abby.
In this space, there is. I can't remember, but it's in one of my presentations.
All right, the door is open. And you step into what seems like an endless hall of mirrors.
Oh, my.
Not again, guys.
These aren't funhouse mirrors.
Okay.
But it's like the kind of like labyrinthian, you don't know what's a mirror, what's a passageway, what's a glass wall, and you don't see an end. It seems to stretch on forever.
Wow.
The mirrors and glass and everything runs from floor to ceiling.
I was about to ask that.
10 feet up, just like the tunnel.
Hmm. Is the ceiling mirrored?
No.
Hmm.
Nor is the floor.
Huh.
Is your soul mirrored?
I know I have like good ink question. And chalk. I want to pull out.
Yeah, we could just keep making ourselves sick and make a path back to that.
Ew.
Sorry.
An unlimited supply of material.
Got some old fish tacos here. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting. All right. Anyway, they're really old too.
Very old.
Yeah,
I thought we got rid of them.
5 days.
I think
maybe.
We got rid of them. I think we got rid of them.
He just wishes he still had
them. Bathwack got rid of them.
Would my child
make out
a mark?
I take out my prayer beads and break the string.
Ooh.
We can put one bead in each spot. Each bead is a different color.
And I will say, don't treat the drawing on the map as gospel. This is illustrative more than...
Okay. Yeah, it's not gospel, so no prayer beads necessary.
Nice. It's gospel music! Woo!
I don't think that phrase has ever been uttered.
Woo! Gospel music.
Gospel music. Woo!
I bet it has.
I know it has.
His eye is on the sparrow. Yeah, of course. People. Woo!
It's Abby just did it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Ow. All right. So, let's use these beads as a breadcrumb trail.
Okay. I'm rummaging in my bag and I pull out one of the. I have fancy chalks. I pull out one of my expensive chalks. I'm assuming they don't really make a mark on the mirror, but that's kind of what I'm trying to do to see if I can, like, smudge a mirror.
Would chalk make a mark on a mirror? I don't know. I don't know enough about chalk.
It's an expensive chalk. So is it more like a pastel or is it just chalk? Because you had me pick. You had me pay for the expensive. Mm. I mean, I picked the expensive chalk.
What would Will want to pick? Would he want to pick a nice... Like
I picked the expensive
quality chalk that Will would want. Would it make a mark on a mirror?
I have no
idea. Does that indicate more or less quality? So immediately you can tell there are multiple paths.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Is everybody coming into this room?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you can see, like, sometimes it seems like it... Like certain corridors extend into eternity. Other times it seems like you can see yourself like on four different angles. Like it's very confusing. It's very well made and seems, you know, someone has spent a lot of Windex in this room because these are nicely polished.
I'm impressed with how clean
exactly.
How could they keep all these mirrors?
Because, like, have you been in like a funhouse mirror thing? Like,
yes,
an actual.
Smudgy.
It's
yes.
just all gross and smudgy.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the effect is terrible.
Yeah.
But in here, that's not true.
I touch a mirror.
Gross.
Yeah.
yeah, you touch it. You see your fingerprint smudge on it, and then, like, a second later, your smudge is gone.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. I bash a mirror with my shield.
Vandal.
Okay, give me an athletics check. This mirror feels solider than that brick wall.
Solider.
Oh. Ouch.
Wow.
Your chalk leaves a mark, and then the mark is gone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What about the bead that I leave on the floor that's shaped like a little turtle?
It's sitting there on the floor.
Ooh.
Don't trip on the turtle, guys. It would be hilarious, but not good.
This is a carnival. Come on. and like, as you're looking around and just trying to get your bearings in this room, like, you feel like there's something a little weird about your reflections. Not just the number and the infinite nature of them, but like that some of them don't seem true to real life. And if you take a closer look, you feel like amongst all of the reflections of each of you, there's like a couple odd ones out.
Ooh, I look good.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what you look like. Each of you has like in these, most of them will just look like you, but occasionally like every like 10th or 15th one you see, and it's even just for like a glimpse. So Bathwack, you can see yourself this... odd one out, you see yourself wearing full plate armor with a helm that basically completely obscures your face. Within that helm, though, in the space where you're looking out, you just see these two, like, almost embers, like these glowing red, orange points of light where your eyes would be. And also, you don't see any shield at all, but you're wielding, instead of your long sword, you're wielding two massive axes.
Whoa.
Will, your odd image out, you see yourself completely clean shaven, and your hair is all shock white.
Okay.
Rafina, you see yourself, but with... one of your eyes is like completely ruined and like half hanging out of your head.
Ew.
And also, you seem to be literally foaming at the mouth. And you guys can see the other versions of each other, too. So you all can see all of these. And then, Roscoe, you see your odd reflection out as you, but you're very young, like maybe like early 20s, sprightly, stick thin, and you're essentially nude with a few strategically placed leaves.
Oh, what?
But again, this is most of the reflections you see are normal.
So when we see this occasional
reflection, it's like something you can't even focus on.
But is it like we see the same one every 10 to 15 of ourselves?
Yeah, roughly.
It's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Amidst a crowd of normal reflections,
yeah,
you get like glimpses of these odd reflections.
I don't like this.
I kind of do. Look at me. I haven't looked this way in years. But this is accurate. This is the way I used to be.
You used to only wear a leaf?
Sometimes.
Oh, scandalous.
Nothing scandalous in a circus.
Was it a nude circus? Rafina, look at you. Like, you...
I don't think that ever happened.
Foaming at the mouth. Rafina,
yeah, I don't understand.
Okay, I hate to say this, you guys, but what if this is like us? In this
what?
World.
But does uh-huh. that mean that Roscoe is Benjamin Buttons?
I don't know, but Rafina, you look crazy. I don't know. You look not Rafina at all, and it's, you know, that's the thing. No.
And Bathback looks like Sauron.
What do you mean? What do you mean us in this world? What are you talking about?
Because we know... that guy, whoever that white-haired guy is, can't possibly be me, but all of you must have doubles. Because that Bathwack guy looks really scary. Looks a little kingly. I don't know.
But.
Well, I'm not that guy.
I know. Why am I so beat up in mine?
I don't know. I don't know. Just a thought. I hate it.
Everybody give me a perception roll.
And then I want to get a cookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm building up to. Don't worry.
I need to pay.
Oh, wait.
Pay.
Yay.
Nice.
19 perception for me.
Okay. 16 for Rafina, 2 for Roscoe, 7 for Bathwack. Will and Serafina, as you're looking into the depths of these reflections and trying to figure out what it means and how ominous it is, you feel like this is like even less frequent of a glimpse in the reflections, and like off into the distance it feels like you think there's something else out there.
Oh god, what, like a monster? Like a person? What is that,
something
Rafina
moving.
what is that guys, look, there's something else, look there.
And you're all gonna look when we come back from this break. After this word from our sponsors.
Is that your way of making us hurry to get our cookies?
No.
Look at how daddy looks, you guys. My birthday's coming up and Christmas, and I'm going to be 40, you guys. 40. 40.
Oh, yes. That's such a good age.
I
back in the day when I was 40.
Back in the day. I look at you like you are just 40, and that's it. You're just in the 40 category.
Honestly, when I look at it, the 40s are pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, because you really start to know who you are, and you're sort of settled. Uh-huh. Like, you're not like, who am I going to marry? And who are my who are my kids going to be? It's all of a sudden you kind of like get there. Adam, you've got so much to look forward to. You're not even close to 40, you baby.
He's like, where are my kids going to be?
I've got 4 years to figure my shit out, I guess.
There's no time.
You only have 4 years. Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
It's plenty of time.
I guess 4 to 5.
Depending on how old you are.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing? Yeah, you guys see something.
Yeah.
Some of you do.
Something else. And
Will
points it out. He said what he said.
See something, say something.
I see it, but then I don't see it. Then I do see it. It's like when in a dream when you try to remember the dream, and then you can't remember the dream when you try.
No, you remember.
Where are they seeing? They're seeing beyond the...
Just like in the distance.
The mirrors, or like in the distance...
But who knows how far that is? Yeah.
Or in the distance in these mirrors, like in these reflections.
It's hard to say. Have you ever been in the Hall of Mirrors?
Well, but okay, but when you're looking straight ahead, am I seeing mirrors? I mean, I guess I'm seeing some far away.
Yeah.
But that's what you're saying.
Are you seeing the mirrors behind you, or are you seeing the ones next to you? They're all at like weird angles and stuff like that.
I officially hate mirrors.
I reach out and cast light on a mirror.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. That mirror is lit up. Yo.
Does any of the different kind of reflections seem to react to that at all, or?
No.
Okay.
You guys are lit up in a different way, and so that affects the lighting within your reflections.
Yeah, so, like, what the
fuck? Are they permanent? If I see one, can I like stare it down? Does it stay there, or does it like shift? Or
the normal ones, yeah,
shimmer and move away.
The normal ones, yeah. The ones that are weird, you can't really seem to keep a bead on them. You like always catch them out of the corner of your eye, basically. And when you turn to focus on them, they're not there.
I see.
And they stood there forever.
I think we should keep walking. I think we should keep walking, guys, because we should.
And maybe there's only one way through.
Well, we already know that's not true, but we're leaving the beads. And I drop one shaped like a carrot.
I love it. Turtle carrot. All right, I'm writing down
prayer beads.
You gotta categorize the prayer beads. Poor Mark Justin's gonna need a whole new wiki page for this.
Oh, one he'll for love each it. Bead. Yep.
What the for each turtle bead?
The carrot bead. Will asks Bathwack if he has the book. Like, does he have his pack on him? Are we wearing?
Yeah, I have the book.
Okay. Do you have the book? Like, what about? Something to do with the book.
Oh. You think it'll tell us how to get through here?
No, I just mean like what those things. I don't like what I'm seeing in the mirror. I don't.
Have you seen them before?
No, I think the book has shown us weird stuff about, I don't know. Like I'm just trying to put stuff together. This is weird. There are things out there that I can't even see.
I'll kneel down and start to dig through my pack to take out the book. But Will, remember, this book might, you know, it might also be here to mislead us. So, I don't know. I'm going to hand it to Will.
Oh, cool. He gave it to me. Nice.
Well, Roscoe doesn't, the whole thing about not liking what's in the mirrors doesn't resonate with Roscoe.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to, he's trying to focus on the weird mirrors because he's feeling like maybe his young self. Is that like that's who he's really is? Who he's really is? Who he's really is? that's who's I'm who's really am.
That I hope really that's always. Not who I am.
And we're still the only ones, Will and Rafina, who can see the stuff in some distance, right?
You haven't seen it again. That was just like a moment.
Oh, it was just fleeting. Okay. But that was just what Will and Rafina.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Will's just like kind of quietly staring at the book.
Okay.
And he just like looks up and tries to spot one of those weird different reflections. And he just kind of like holds the book up like this, like waves it around.
Okay. Yeah. You can see like yourself.
Trying to see if anyone reacts or like something changes in any of the reflections. Nothing.
Not that you notice, no.
He touches the mirror with it, like...
Thump.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like touching a mirror with a book. That old saw.
Wow. I can almost picture it. It's too fantastical, though.
Roscoe's walking. He's trying to follow. Whenever he sees one of those images of himself, he's trying to follow it.
All right. So Roscoe starts wandering off into the mirrors.
Oh. Rafina. Yeah. I try to make sure we're together though. I wasn't really focusing on Roscoe. So hopefully if we have to roll or something, I don't know, whatever. I'm trying to keep us together.
Uh-huh. Well, Bathwick said, whoa. So.
Yeah, he would. And, uh-huh. And then Will's like, Rafina, do your bead thing or whatever. We're going this way, I guess.
Yep. Yep. I drop one that looks like a little bowl of soup.
Okay. So you start wandering off in following Roscoe. Roscoe, roll a d4.
Okay.
All right. So you head up here. Yep, you rolled a 1. So you start heading up this direction. It's just,
nice when the dice are not revealing more judgment. It's just a direction.
More mirrors, more reflections.
And we can still see Roscoe, right? He hasn't gone out of sight.
Yep. And you're just trailing right behind him. I mean, you see multiple Roscoes, in fact.
Right. Understood.
Everybody, give me a perception check.
Perception.
10 not for Rafina. Oh, for Will. Rolled a 1.
Aww.
A 4 for Bathwack. And a 10 for Roscoe. Okay. Carry on.
Oh, God.
We're going to get eaten by a dragon. I just know it.
Yeah. Do we seem to be getting anywhere? How long are we doing this?
So you wander.
I'm looking at the book, too, by the way. I'm just still, if you want me to investigate that or anything. But
so you
want to
open the book and look into it?
I can't. It's locked, right?
It is.
Yeah. So he's just trying to.
Wait, it's locked again?
Again?
Yeah.
Why?
The clasp didn't fall off. Did we close it on purpose?
Bathwack closed it.
So, and Ros... Wait, I forget. I think Roscoe does not have the wooden key.
No, I do, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Roscoe's still moving. He's kind of like... He's kind of singing to himself.
Okay, roll a d4.
4.
Yep. So you like kind of head back here. Everybody's like, this is very, maze-like. You're kind of winding your way around. You're not exactly sure. You're just kind of following this image. So you're not really sure where to go. And now everybody, you feel like you see something, but all of you see it in a different direction. And it's this like movement that almost seems like it's like a mirror moving almost.
Ooh, ooh.
And it feels closer than it was before.
Are they like closing us in? Are we getting turned around? Are they rotating the room? What is that? Like, is somebody moving something? Somebody's closing a door? Somebody is in here fucking with us.
Did we hear a noise?
No.
Hmm.
It's quiet. It's very quiet.
Will yells out to whoever might be fucking with him. Like, hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Ooh, echoes.
Ooh, very Pontypool.
Ooh!
Roscoe, give me your answer. Go. I'm half Roscoe.
Ooh.
All for the love of Mo.
Aww.
Roscoe, if you're still moving, I want you to keep rolling d4s.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
We left him outside the coyote head. And now
we don't know if he's alive or dead.
Ooh,
I also want to reach out and grab Roscoe. Like, eventually, I don't want to just keep wandering because Will is thinking somebody is turning us around in here and then we'll never be able to get out or something. It feels like we're following. If Roscoe's singing the song to himself, it feels like kind of nightmarish.
I'd like to cast Find Traps one more time.
Okay. You do not sense the presence of any traps. Mm.
Ugh.
What do you want me to roll for trying to grab Roscoe?
All right, Roscoe turns and like almost walks into you,
oh.
Will.
Oh, okay. I hold on to his shoulders and I'm like, hey, where are you going?
But you'll look sweet upon the seat of a death cab built for Will.
What the? Okay, like, if that's really what he says, like, why that's not? Chilling. That's absolutely chilling. It seems like he's going to slap you in the face. Adam, I'm so sorry, but he's going to slap Roscoe because he, it's like, wake up.
You don't have to apologize for slapping Roscoe. What?
What are you? That was freaky weird what you just said. What is wrong with you? What's going on?
What did I say? What are you talking about?
What did you say? Okay. You were singing.
Was I?
Okay, Rafina, he's like under a spell or something. Somebody do something to this guy. We need to stop following him. I'm holding on to Roscoe's coat.
No, we have to follow him.
No. He's leading us somewhere and somebody's like closing us in. Don't you see that thing that keeps moving? It's
yes,
weird.
Yes, I see it, but we have to. But there's no traps.
I'm trying to get away from Will. All
right. Do you?
Do you let him go?
I'm holding onto his coat.
Okay.
Right here on the breast.
Then
of
you
your
both
coat.
Need to make contested athletics checks.
Okay, mine athletics sucks, so don't worry. You're probably gonna get
mine. Does too.
Let's see who sucks.
Ooh,
worse.
16. Oh, and a.
Oh, natural 20. Right.
All right.
Which
so,
one
yeah,
was the 20? Oh, it was Will.
You rip away from Will, Roscoe, or you try, but Will has got a death grip on your lapel. It does. You hear it rip a little bit, but He keeps a grasp on it. And so you're unable to move away.
I immediately mend it. Cast mend to mend the rip and say, I didn't mean to do that. You need to calm down and tell us what's going on.
Nothing's going on. I'm just trying the mirrors. We're in a hall of mirrors. Clearly we're supposed to follow the mirrors.
Are you trying
carnivals.
To get away from us?
Yeah. You hate carnivals. Snap out of it.
Yes, the carnival logic is going to my head. I hate mirrors. I hate carnivals. I hate reflections. And I hate reflection. All right, fine. Then what do you suggest?
Getting out of this room and thinking of a way to figure out who is fucking with us down here. Because I think... Like, that, does this sound stupid? Like, from what you described, it sounds almost like that's how I'm perceiving Will. Like, that's how I think Will is perceiving it. As if somebody is moving a mirror that may be indicative of closing a door or, like, leading it. Like, somehow I'm manipulating the mirrors so that we keep going in a loop or something.
Yeah.
Does that sound stupid?
It is hard for you to remember where you came from at this point.
Right.
Oh.
But we have
It makes me think of the movie of that Blink episode in Doctor Who. Like, don't blink.
Yes.
Like, because things keep shifting and you have to blink once in a while, but then...
Roscoe, being reminded that he hates carnivals, is trying to snap out of it. He's trying to focus and reorient himself. And he's trying to, get a sense of the logic of his surroundings.
Okay.
But, from outside of that logic. He's trying to master it and understand his surroundings.
Okay. Give me a perception check. And I want to know what Bathwack's doing right now. I haven't heard from Bathwack in a while.
Ugh, 6 perception. God damn it.
It's tricky.
Bathwack wants to challenge this figure, but he can't pin him down.
Okay.
Figure that is you in the reflection? Okay, got it.
As we've walked, he's drawn his sword.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's one more surface to hurl yourself at.
Yeah, but he can't be. Yeah, he can't pin him down though.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he catches a glimpse of him, he tries to.
So you're kind of doing the same thing that Roscoe's trying. Mm-hmm. To do.
Yeah, but I'm walking next to you.
Yeah,
almost like. Bathwack's moving almost like he's expecting something to come at all of you.
Oh, hey, let's follow Bathwack now.
What? No.
Maybe I'm just
he's
a crazy.
You.
No. Follow anybody.
Well, Roscoe stopped. And now we're watching you, and you're trying to follow your reflection. I'm just a crazy old coot, guys. Bathwack's like a big, strong lizard. Let's try to follow him.
I don't think we have to follow our reflections. I think they're following us.
Why are you following yours?
Me?
You're just tracking it. I was talking to Bathwax, sorry.
Don't you feel it? They're getting closer.
There's something weirder going on. And my tiny hut won't help us, guys. I know you're surprised.
Well, I see a mirror moving from that direction. Do you all see that in that direction?
Yes, but I also saw over there.
Over where?
Over there.
Over there. Okay, now turn around in a circle. Is it my there or your there?
Who's on first?
No. And so, Will, you see Rafina and Roscoe spinning around each other, pointing in random directions. You see Bathwack with his sword drawn, almost like a cat, like looking around and trying to stalk something.
I was thinking a cat in a mirror.
Yeah.
With its reflection.
Okay.
And then and you see all of this sort of playing out in front of you in different directions. You're trying to track it, and you're realizing that you're not really sure, with everything going on, like what's a reflection and who is who. And you turn to try to, like, you're like trying to get your bearings, and then right next to you, there is this hulking figure.
Oh gosh.
Which you think you caught a glimpse of a while ago. It's maybe like a head and a half taller than you. It's this creature, looks like it's made completely of like shattered diamonds.
Whoa.
Just looming over you. And then it tries to rend your flesh.
What?
It swipes at you with its hand, which is this claw of like this diamond like reflective material.
Okay.
That's not cool. Nobody tries to rend Will's flesh but Will.
And I need everybody to roll an initiative.
Oh my gosh.
At 10:54 p.m. Okay, Eric.
Oh my gosh, a diamond guy.
It's really cool.
Where is initiative? Oh, there it is. Yeah, where it's is like, I don't forget I where everything is.
All right. And now this is a bit of an experiment, so you guys will all have to bear with me.
I dig it.
All I'm of excited. This.
Yeah, totally.
Because I don't know how this is going to go. I had this idea last night.
I got a 21. Jeez.
Oh, Abby.
The one time.
I love how much you hate going first. It's so funny.
Do I have to select my icon?
I
want
to say this. I was going to have Will whisper to Rafina to cast Fog Cloud. That was going to be my next like request.
I thought about it. I thought about it, actually.
I wondered if the thing would try to come and get us if they couldn't see us, or what would that do to the mirrors? Or
now that there's a creature, it might be worth trying. I was just going to do it because we were in the room. But
nice.
We're not using the Roll 20 turn tracker?
No.
Okay. So I don't need to select a token. I rolled a 6.
All right, I'm just setting something up. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, we'll see how this goes. Everybody roll me
a joint.
D4 twice. No, it's D4 only 10:56, not yet.
Is that different from rolling 2d4?
Yeah. I want 2 results.
Got mine?
Yep. Okay. All righty.
What in the heck?
All right. So.
Oh my god.
Rafina, you have the highest initiative.
Goody, goody.
I'm so happy, I'm sure. How does this go? What are we doing? Okay. So, you can see the map. You're in the middle of this hall of mirrors.
Oh my gosh. There's so many of us.
Describe this for people listening, because this.
Can you describe it?
So there are 3 copies of each of us scattered across this hall of mirrors representation, and we don't know which one is us and which one is them.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
This is unsettling.
So, Rafina. You see multiple copies of your friends and yourself. You see this, now that it's revealed itself, you can see this figure that I described before, this tall, diamond-like, shattered diamond creature. Looks like it's about to take a swipe or three at Will.
Hmm.
You're not exactly sure where it is, but you have a pretty good sense. It seems to be a little easier to pin down than Will, but you're not... You have to picture this as you could be in any one of those three positions. So it could be, like, directly south of you. It could be southwest of you, or it could be west-southwest of you, based on where your three figures are.
South-southwest. West-southwest.
So what are you doing?
I am recognizing that... Okay, let me just ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have... Am I aware of these copies of myself that I see?
I mean, you see your own reflection. Yeah.
And, okay, so those reflections of me, I don't suspect them of anything. I just consider them be... Got it. Okay.
This is my way. I just had this idea of, like, how would you have a fight in a hall of mirrors?
Yeah.
And I put multiple copies of you just so that you don't necessarily know where you are or where anybody else is and what's real awesome. And right. what's fake.
So which Will is he swiping at?
You're not sure.
Wow.
Oh, come on. Okay, fine.
You're right. I doubt everything I've just done.
I doubt everything I've just done.
None of them. He's dead. You're right. Win.
Yay.
All right. I am going. I'm going to pass and sit on the floor and cry.
Aww.
You're going to delay your turn?
I'm going to delay my turn and do that thing where I lie on the floor and pout and cry because I'm really annoyed.
Okay. So you guys see multiple versions of Rafina lay on the floor, tantrum style.
Part of me is hoping, only part of me, because most of me is mad. Part of me is hoping that the sounds that I am making will echolocate each other so that will help in the rest of the fight.
Got it.
In the meantime, I'll try to recover my character sheet.
Okay, cool. Bathwack, you see the same thing I described to Rafina. Just slightly different directionally. So again, you're not sure if this, what you assume is a foe, is north of you, northwest of you, or west of you. Because you see it in all those different directions. What are you doing?
Yeah, let's throw a javelin at the ice, the mirror monster that's north of me.
Okay.
That could hit Will, Roscoe, or Rafina.
Oh my god. Crazy.
If he's not there.
Yeah.
Or myself.
Well, that's true. That's less true. Likely. Okay, go ahead. Roll your attack.
All right.
So you're going to try to throw it north. Got it.
Yep. Javelin. I only have spear, but I think it's the same.
Yeah, click. I think there's a difference in, like, range, but it doesn't matter, I don't think, in this fight. All right, so we've got a 16 to hit, and you throw the spear. It, as far as you could tell, it does seem to fly at the target. It glances off of its shoulder, so you think you actually did hit the right thing.
Nice.
But it was not enough to pierce its skin, and it sort of reflects off of the side and smashes into a mirror. Doesn't break the mirror, but clatters to the floor.
Oh, jeez. These mirrors.
Right. Great. So that's one attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my shield. I have my majestic boringness. I think we're just going to go for it. Yeah. Charge and attack with the longsword.
So you're going to try to move towards the mirror thing from where you're standing.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Roll
it's
me
a standard move.
Right. Roll me a d4.
Okay. But I mean, I just, well, anyway, I took that to mean that I just confirmed it was there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. You think you know where it is. So yes, you can actually move toward it. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Through Will or through Will's reflection or?
It's unclear. Okay. You don't find yourself next to Will, so it must be some sort of a weird reflection.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, I'm assuming that my javelin took a more or less straight path and actually contacted it, so I'm trying to get to there.
Yep. Yep, so yeah, you find yourself next to this diamond thing, and yeah, you can make your attack with the longsword.
Does that mean that we've eliminated that Will as a reflection, and we've eliminated that bat, or we've
I don't
confirmed
know
that Bathwack?
You have
that, I don't. Does that work for the rest of us? Nope. Or are we still? Yeah, it's, we're still disoriented.
No reference. No point of reference.
All right. Yeah, it's a 14 to hit.
14 to hit. Your sword glances off of its crushed diamond skin.
Ugh.
Chink.
All right.
Jeez.
I guess I have a bonus action somewhere, but. Oh. All right, I'll cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay. Cool. All right, Roscoe.
Oh, jeez, guys. Roscoe. Oh. I think that Roscoe is not as fully snapped out of the mirrors as he would like to be. I think Roscoe truly was not conscious of himself singing earlier. And I think that whatever part of him was doing the singing is going to maybe cast a spell. So if let's talk about unseen servant.
Okay.
Maybe it's Roscoe's reflection. Who knows? I don't know how this works. We're to create, it says create an invisible, mindless, shapeless force that performs simple tasks at your command until the spell ends.
Yep.
If it's shapeless,
yep.
This unseen servant should not be affected by the Hall of Mirrors.
It's invisible.
Maybe. It doesn't have a shape to see reflections of itself.
This is correct. So bizarre. I have the same spell, and also I was considering casting invisibility. So like this is so weird that we're thinking of the same.
Well, oh, man. Yeah. I mean, and Roscoe doesn't really know what he's doing. But,
I love this, guys.
So that spell is going to be cast, and it can't attack. This unseen servant can't attack.
Yeah, it's not a combat thing.
But it on Roscoe's. Does Roscoe have a bonus action?
I mean, right? Everybody has
a bonus action per round. He's using it so can I cast? Oh, it's one action to cast the spell.
Correct.
And then a bonus action to mentally command the servant to move 15 feet and interact with an object.
Yeah. So once it's cast, like every round, you can use your bonus action to do what you want it to do.
Can perform simple tasks that a human servant could do. Can this unseen servant pick up? Is there a? What happened to that to the chalk that Will was using?
Well, it didn't make any marks, so I put it away.
Well, it did for a second.
Well, but then it disappeared. So like, it didn't work.
Yeah. okay, well then quote unquote Roscoe is going to command the unseen servant to scrape off some dry mustard stain from his coat and like the biggest stain on his clothes.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. And sprinkle the dry mustard on top of the, well, I guess we don't see multiple copies of the.
Not really.
Okay, so
this might have all been.
Listen, I love the direction you're going. Yeah. Just get there, basically, is what I'm asking you to do. This is great.
Yeah. Oh, how about, I mean, it wouldn't work. Would it help even like, so Will tore Roscoe's coat earlier and it, yes, mended it, mm-hmm. but maybe there's still a loose string that the unseen servant could pull and tie to the diamond monster. Yeah, but then it would happen to all of the reflections or something.
But there's only...
We only see one diamond monster, well, right now, at least.
The problem is you don't need to know where you are. You need to know where you are in relation to the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tying a string to the monster would totally get you there. You, as the player,
don't know which one of these is you. But that's just my way of trying to figure out.
But if you cast a magic spell and then a little servant takes the string and goes to the monster and leads the string right to the monster, then you know where the monster is. That helps for sure.
Yeah, because you follow
physically the string.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I do that. Okay. But also the string is coated in dry mustard.
Oh, of course. Sure.
Because also, you were halfway through sprinkling it, and then you were like, no, not that one. Get the string.
I'm saving that one for later.
And Roscoe hears in his head, like, maybe something like, Roscoe, follow the string true.
Ooh.
Okay.
And yeah, that's Roscoe's. And then, well, maybe there's movement. And so then Roscoe maybe follows the string a little bit.
Sure.
And sees and tries to use that to, even just as like a grounding kind of orienting kind of physical touch, like force to try to see if he knows where he is in relation to the enemy.
Totally. Yeah, this happens. This unseen, unshaped force pulls this string out and away from you through these myriad corridors and leads it right to the diamond thing, because you know magic. And you can follow that and you find yourself right next to it without an action to use.
Yes, awesome. That's just looking up at this dude.
That's great. I love it.
Really hi, cool. I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
This isn't the beginning of the episode, Adam.
That has never made a difference.
Will.
Okay. Well, again, like I said, I think I'm going to stick with my original plan, which is to cast invisibility. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to cast it at level 3.
Okay.
And touch Bathwack, who I think I can touch. I'm in a space. I don't know which space I am.
You
see a
Bathwack that's close to you.
I see a Bathwack, so I'm touching the Bathwack because I just saw that Bathwack hit the mirror guy.
Or try, yeah.
And I'm trying to, yes. Like, so
what'd you cast?
Invisibility to make us both invisible.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Oh, both. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, with that, I'm going to get rid of all of the fake Wills and Bathwax. You guys don't see Will and Bathwax at all, so the confusion is gone, and you guys just know physically where you are.
The confusion is gone.
That's awesome. So now you can...
I just, like, reached out. Like, I picture, because, like, this thing, you said it rends my flesh, but then you never told me if it actually did.
It
didn't
get to yet. It hasn't
okay.
acted.
So I pictured myself kind of ducking and then like Bathwack shows up and I like I'm literally ducking away from this creature and touching Bathwack on the ankle as I like kind of move away from this thing and I'm going to move myself backwards.
Okay.
I can't.
I removed your ability to move your guys because of the thing. So okay, you just want to step back.
Yeah, I was going to like move away, this way.
So that will provoke an attack.
Even though I'm invisible? I'm invisible.
Oh, that you can see. Nope, you're right. You have to be able to see it.
Good. Job. And he can't do anything to Bathwack either. Hell yeah!
But I think invisibility goes away once you attack.
I understand, but I figured it might help Bathwack for a second. You know.
Sure.
And also eliminate the confusion about where the hell we are for a second.
So where are you going? Where do you want to go? Like here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of whether Will would be smart enough to realize like that it's going to get confusing to find this guy. Like, do I think he's going to get lost really quick? Like, as I'm creeping away, like I turn invisible and sneak away and hope that I'm helping Bathwack. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But as I move away from this thing, I want to move to a distance that I feel like I could maybe cast a spell or something on Bathwack, but not like lose where this thing is. So I don't know if this is too far.
I don't know. You have to judge that.
All right. Well, then I guess I'm going to go there just to.
Okay. All right. And so this thing looks like it was about to swipe down at you and hurt you with its weird crushed diamond claws.
I'm excited about that. That would look really cool.
It looks like confused. It doesn't have like a face. Like there's no facial features. It has a head, but that's about it. Uh-huh. And you see it almost shrug. You would laugh if it weren't trying to kill you. And then you see right next to it appear. It like kind of shrugs. And then, like, takes, like, a half step to its left. And then next to it, you see...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Another one just standing there.
What?
A mirror image of itself.
But it's an actual thing.
Oh, no.
Okay, but the original one still has a string...
Correct.
...tied around it.
Mm-hmm. And so that we
are sure it's not a reflection because.
Well, so the real question is if the second one, can the second one attack also, or is this just to confuse us?
You're not sure. And this would be the end of the round, except one of you has not acted yet.
Rafina,
this is your chance. You now have an initiative of one. What are you doing? It's 11:20 p.m. This is the last thing that's going to happen. Ooh, it's got to be something where I can say. And then we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice after
it. It's not as useful as it was going to be now that there are two of them, but I am going to cast Thaumaturgy and sing as loudly as I possibly can, like, in an attempt to sort of break it. It's twofold. The purpose here is to try to like crack its surface, which I'm sure it's not made out of something that would do, but that is my, you know, my intention, and the second intention is to get it to look at me and see what direction it looks.
Cool.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right,
that's great.
Abby, I need you to give me a performance roll.
A high A. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yes!
If you give me a high A, I'll give you advantage.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Who has perfect pitch? Nobody, right? So you won't even know if I hit it.
No.
Let's see. Where am I? I don't even know.
Mark Jessel, though.
Wait,
I heard that.
It didn't pick it up, but I heard it.
Yeah. What the fuck? What?
How did that not pick it up?
Yeah. Those high volume, high pitch.
Yeah.
It doesn't get picked up by.
No. That was amazing.
So I think it's in there. We barely heard it. It's got to be in there.
Oh my god, that was insanely cool.
All right, advantage. Go.
Oh my god.
Wait, am I supposed to roll something? I am. Oh, performance. That's
with
right.
With advantage.
Abby is the coolest. That was amazing. That was a superpower. It broke the microphone.
It did. It totally broke it. All right. Performance.
All right. That is a 14 performance.
Not great.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So
that's good.
You see the one that just appeared. Yes, you do in fact see cracks form in its surface, not the original one.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh my god.
And then you see both of them look at you. And by you think Abby, you think that they're looking at the Rafina that's in the top right Rafina.
Ooh.
Top right. Got
which
it.
Will help to inform what you do next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Pork Fried Dice.
Whoa. That's so cool. Oh my God. I can't wait to magnify that high A heard through Alex's microphone across the fucking house.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing. We need to get Abby like the best microphone ever so it can pick up her. It's not picking up her laugh anymore either. Mm-hmm. Again, it's lost.
Or you're talking.
What? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you said, what? Well, and we didn't hear
it's
that.
It's because of the echo cancellation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's because I turned off the echo cancellation. Mm-hmm. What the heck? All right, we got to figure this out, dudes.
You guys just need to build a recording studio.
I know, for real. For real.
So is
in
it.
In your saturated basement.
Well, it might be dry. We'll find out. We'll find out in the spring.
After all that,
next time
on whose basement's flooded.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was very cool. Good ideas, people, especially Abby and Eric. What a cool experiment.
Yeah, Eric, very, very cool.
Babe.
See how it goes.
Though I hate fights, but yeah, this is very interesting.
Amazing.
Second beast. I'm still making
my
notes.
This idea came to me last night at some point.
That's so cool. That's neat.
It was just going to be a Hall of Mirrors. I'm like, what could happen in a Hall of Mirrors?
Oh my gosh. This guy that's like replicating himself or something. Oh man, that's worrisome.
I always love my thaumaturgy. I'm glad I gave it back.
Amazing. It's like a Rafina essential spell. Like,
yeah, for real.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.